maggots in it. Yeah, I've had a lost meat. If you see, the first thing you do, you salt it down. You put it in a box and cover it with salt. But
Miss Frieda's here, and we're going over there and get her ready. Is he supposed to take her up there at the doctor?
Newton, I think he's going to come and take her. Hi, Frieda.
Frieda said she refused to take her to the doctor.
I'm not going to.
Well, she's got to. He couldn't talk to this doctor, Frieda.
No,
they just refused to talk, and she said that she'd come up there, and well, she has an appointment, see. And she'll fill her appointment, and then she'll tell her whether she needs to go to the hospital or not. And Newt says he's going to check her in, but he's afraid to check her in, but they'll charge it to him. I said, just tell them no. I said, just take her up there and say, here she is, and if they want you to sign something, don't sign it. And I said, they're not going to turn her away. They may raise Cain about it. But I said, if they get to raise Cain, just ask for Ben Owens. He's the manager of the hospital. And tell him that you possibly are not going to put your name on this, that she's just Mildred Doty. And if they want her, all right. And if they refuse her, I'm going to the newspaper and let the whole country know what happened. And I said, they'll take her.
Well,
they take her take the Silver Garland up there to Old Blunt all the time and get him to sit in out there to.
That's where she needs to be in the mental health center out there at Brad Walker Rehabilitation Center.
Yeah.
That's where Mildred needs to go.
She could ever get her mind off of Dwight.
Well, that, like I said this morning, that's what's tearing her apart is thinking he's not coming back.
Well, you'll just deal firmly with her. Now, that's the only way you can deal with her.
No, he ain't.
He always has.
He told Grace he
is
done.
I've heard him say that more and more.
He was right here at Mrs. Anderson when her mama died, and he never went up to see her mama or nothing. He was ready to go back, but she threw such a darn fit because she's been hardly an actor, but her mama was dying and already separated.
Excuse
she didn't
me.
Come right in and she died.
Miss Jo. Oh, is that what
just like she's going to go fishing or something.
You mean you do that after the coffee's made?
After we have our coffee of the morning.
Yeah.
We always make 7 or 8 cups.
Uh-huh.
And I'll drink a couple of cups, maybe Louise drink one, then we'll fill that thermos, Joe. And we have coffee all day if we...
Well, now that's really smart.
And it doesn't get stronger that way, see.
That's right, because if you leave it in the percolator, it would get stronger.
Oh, yeah, get just black, and I can't stand
funny.
It.
And that would, because thermos shows, normally we don't use them except just when we go off someplace.
That's right.
And that's a good use for them. Because they're wasted
otherwise.
That's good.
Thermos jug that I take fishing with me. It's got coffee every day in it almost all day. So.
Gosh, that's really good. Oh, well now, if your meat's been kept too long, it's gone bad. You said the meat has gotten...
spoiled.
Now, if you were talking about butter, if you kept it too long, you'd say it had gotten...
stale.
Stale. Oh.
And boy, it's... These color boys say, it smells ransom when you...
It smells what?
Ransom, that's what they
ransom
say about it.
Ransom
They say it smells bad. I said, boy, I sure do smell ransom.
Ransom, I never heard that.
Did you want anything in your coffee?
I don't take anything yet.
Tell you, we have some, what we call Tao's milk. My oldest grandson, Wayne's boy, his mother-in-law lived up here the other side of Perigo. He went up to visit with her and couldn't talk plain. And he couldn't say grandfather, so he called me Fafaw. That's what
Fafaw.
And that's what they all call me.
Is that what they all call me?
Fafaw. And just to make conversation with him, when he came back, I said, Sunday, feed you good up there? And he kind of turned his nose up, said, oh, pretty good, Fafaw. I said, what did you have to eat? He said, well, we had some biscuits. And he said, some kind of old meat. And he was talking, referring to side meat then,
uh-huh.
See. But he said, you know, we had to drink old Tao's milk. See, he'd grown up in city and got that milk out of...